Okay, thank you. We're on Yud Dalad Ahmed Beis. Okay, two lines down. Okay, starting with Tanur Rabbanan. This is going to be a big brisa over here. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. Maisa, once upon a time, Barabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Okay, he was the Rebbe. Shehaya Roichev al Chamor. He was riding on a donkey. V'haya Mahalech Baderech, and he was going on the way. The Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch, which was his Talmid. Mechama Acharav was going along with his donkey behind him. Amaloi, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said the following: Rabbi, Shana Li, teach to me, Perek, a chapter Echad, but Ma'aseh Mekava. I want to learn about the Ma'aseh Mekava. Amaloi, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to him, Loi Kach Shanisi, did I not teach you? Shanisi means Lashon teaching over a Mishnah, Lachem, the quote of the Mishnah. Veloi ben Mekava b'yochid. You can't teach over the Ma'aseh Mekava b'yochid. El Imkein. Hayachacham, or maybe midaito, unless he basically isn't wise and he understands. Okay, so he's trying to push him off. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says the following. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Sorry. So Amaloi Rabbi. So he said to his Rabbi, Tarsheni, allow me loy me'alufanecha to say before you, Dover Echad, one of the teachings Shilimad Tatani that you taught me. So it sounds like he had learned from in the past. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says back to him, Amaloi said to him, Amor, say. Okay, so now this is Rabbi Elazar ben Arach going to say something over Miyad. Oh no, sorry. Miyad, this is Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai still. Miyad, Yorad, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Mialach Amor. So he got off his donkey, with his atif, and he put his talisits over his head, with Yoshev ala Evan, and he sat up at a large, comfortable stone, underneath an olive tree. So his Talmud said to him, Amalu Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, Mipnei Ma Yirata, why did you get down from upon the donkey? So his Rebbe said to him, Amar, Efsha Atar Dorish B'Maisa Mekava. Is it possible that you're going to give a drosha in Maisa Mekava? Ushchina Imanu, and the Shchina is going to be with us. And Malachi Asharis, and the Malachi Asharis, Malavin, are going to be accompanying Osanu. V'ani, and I'm going to carry, and I'm going to, Erekav, we're going to be ride al Chomo on a donkey. Okay, Miyad. So then, immediately, Posach, Rebbe Elazar ben Arach, V'maisa Merkava. He started teaching over the Maisa Merkava, V'dorash. He made a drosha. He doesn't say what it was. V'yarda, and came down, Eish, fire, Minashomayim, from the heavens, V'sivava, and it surrounded Kol Ha'ilonois, Shabasada, all of the trees that were in the field. Poschu chulam, the trees started singing. The Omru Shira, and they sung a song. Ask the Gemara, Ma Shira Omru, what song did they sing? So this was the following, was a Tehillim, Kuv Mem Ches, which we see parts of it. Hallelu es Hashem min ha'aretz, praise Hashem from the ground. We've seen this before, Tanin v'chol tehoimois. Okay, and this is the point. Basically, we're jumping to further on in the capital. Eight pri, right? The trees that produce fruit, v'chol, arazim, and cedar trees, haluka, should praise Hashem. So that's what they sung. They sung about trees praising Hashem. Now, na'ana melech, it answered a malach, mina aish, from the fire. But Omar said the following, hein, hein, ma'ase mekava, this is Maisa Makava, you got it. You hit it on the nail on the head. Whatever. So, good. Now, Omad Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai. He stood up. The Venoshko. He kissed his Talmud. Al Roisho upon his head. But Omar, he said, Baruch Hashem, blessed Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, the God of Yisrael, Shinoson that he gave Ben Avram Avinu. He gave a son to Avram Avinu, meaning Eliezer ben Arach. Shiodeya, that he knows Lahovin, to understand Valachor, and to delve the drush and to make droshes b'maisa makava. And he comments like this: Yesh noah dorish. Some people give a nice drosha, v'ein noah mikayim, but they don't keep it so well, comma. And there are people who are nah mikayim, keep it well. Yeah, v'ein noah dorish, but they don't give a good drosha. Comma. However, you atar yet not doresh. You give a nice drasha, but no makayim, and also you keep what you say. Ashrecha, you're happy. Avraham Avinu, speaking to Avraham, it sounds like he's speaking to Avraham Avinu. The Allah ben Arach, the Elazar ben Arach, Yotzu Michal Tzecha, came out from your loins, as well as the descendants of Avraham Avinu, which all Jews are, really. That was the Maisa. But Kishne Emru Hadavarim, when these things were said, Lifnei Rabbi Yeshua, and before Rabbi Yeshua, yeah, Hayahu, he was, but Rabbi Yossi Cohen, Rabbi Yossi Cohen, Mahalchim Adarach, they were traveling on a journey when they heard what had happened. Amru, Af Anu Nidroish B'Maisa B'Kava, said, you know, we should also do a drasha in Maisa B'Kava. Pretty spectacular stuff. Okay, Pasach Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua opened up the Darash and he made a drasha. I assume he was sitting down. Yeah, and but Maisa B'Kava, that's the Bachadzin. But Oysa Yom, that day was Tekufas Tamos. It was hot summer day with a clear sky. Hayot. However, Niskashu, they became like tied together, the Shemayim Ba'ovim, the heavens with clouds, i.e. became cloudy. Venera came in Keshes Ba'anon, and there was appeared like Keshes was some kind of rainbow, Ba'anon. I think because in the Maisa Makovri mentions about a rainbow. Vayu Malachei Ashares, and there was the heavenly angels, Miskabsin, were gathering together, Abotin Lishmoya, coming to listen, Kibnei Adam, like people, Shemishabtin, that gather together, Abotin, to come, Liros, to see, Bamazmute Chosin Vakala. Bamazmute Chosin Vakala means the Simchas Chatan Vakala. If you look at Toysvers, we're in Toysvers, up on the top, three lines. Down, b'mazmuti chatan v'kala, b'yushalmi, in the Yerushalmi, goras b'simchas chatan, right? And v'hehi, it's the same thing. So that basically means, basically everyone runs to see the chatan v'kala. Okay, holach, back to the Gemara, holach Rabbi Yossi, a koyin, Rabbi Yossi koyin went, v'sipa devarim livnei Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, he went to say these, what had happened to Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. And then he said, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Va'oma Ashreichem, you're happy. Va'ashri Yoladet Teichem. And happy is the people who bore you, like your mothers, or maybe fathers as well, but the people who bore you. Ashre Einai. Happy are my eyes. Shikach Ro'o, that thusly they saw. I think it's the following. Va'af Oni, and also I, Va'atem and you, Va'chol me in a dream. Mesubin, were. Circled together, Hayinu, right? Al Har Sinai, we're on Har Sinai. V'nosnu aleinu baskol, and a baskol came out, minashamayim, and it cried out, Olu lekan, come up to here, I suppose, high up the mountain, Olu lekan, teraklin, palaces, gedolim, big palaces, and mutsois, and mattresses, not ois, I suppose, things to lie down on. The mutsois, a setup, the bed was made, the mattresses were made, lachem. Atem, for you, v'talmidechem, and also your talmidim, v'talmidechem, and also the talmidim of your talmidim. Right, muzumonim, you are all invited, l'chas shlishis, to the third group, whatever that means. End of Brisa. Okay, and we're going to stop there, at that end of Brisa. Shkoyach.